Dr. Pinsky dictating email. I am in Darren, D-A-R-R-E-N, Reagan, R-A-G-I-N. Darren Reagan is a 57-year-old male. He reports he injured his right foot at work on 12-16-21. But at that time, he was struck from behind by a forklift in the left upper back. Apparently, he was changing a wrapping spool at the time. Apparently, this caused him to fall, and his right foot was caught between the forks of the lift and a metal brace piece. Period. The forks ran over his foot from the lateral aspect. Period. He did go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He was wearing steel-toed boots at the time. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment without surgical intervention. Period. He's no longer receiving any active care. Period. Paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Reagan alleges he was struck by a forklift being operated by another employee and injured his right leg, ankle, and foot. Per treatment records show he was seen at the emergency room on 12-16-21, where he underwent x-rays of the right foot. Period. He exam found right foot swelling most pronounced at the right medium malleolus, but he had intact distal pulses, period. His discharge diagnosis was right foot pain, period. New paragraph. He underwent an MRI of the foot on 12-29-21 to be inserted here, period. On 1-5-22, he was seen by WorkNet. Dr. Nepp, N-E-P-P. Apparently he noted the results of the MRI, period. The diagnosis remained crush injury to the right foot. Apparently the MRI only showed edema but no fracture or torn tendons. Apparently he was to start physical therapy and could continue sit-down work, period. In paragraph on 128-22, he was seen by a podiatrist named Dr. Gorda, G-O-R-D-A, period. His evaluation led to a diagnosis of right foot trauma, comma, pain, comma, and edema. But he was to remain in the camp boot for the next 2 weeks and was using ibuprofen. Period. Dr. Gorda continued to treat him conservatively over the next several months. Period. Paragraph on 4-16-22, he was attended to by EMS personnel after sustaining a head injury. Period. He was filling a car tire with air when the vehicle suddenly began to move and fell backward and struck his head. Period. He had an orthopedic consultation done by Dr. Stephen Kahn, K-A-H-N, on 6-30-22. Period. He noted the treatment and diagnostic studies to date. Period. Dr. Kahn offered diagnosis of crush injury to the right foot 6.5 months before, comma, pes planus with calcaneovalgus positioning of the hind foot that was pre-existent, comma, asymptomatic and exacerbated by the work injury of 12-16-21, comma, as well as right foot tarsal tunnel syndrome and posterior tibialis dysfunction that was pre-existent and asymptomatic but exacerbated by the work-related injury of 12-16-21. Period. He allowed Mr. Reagan to continue to work full-time in a light-duty capacity. Period. 1-23-22, x-rays of the right foot showed no abnormalities. period, he saw Dr. Gorda through 10/4/22 period. On that occasion, he released Mr. Reagan to work without any restrictions, period. Physical exam, he showed this evaluator pictures of his foot on the phone, period. It showed the dorsal aspect was swollen and there was a small abrasion at the right fifth metatarsal. He also had pictures of his boot that showed several tears in it. Period, extremities lower. Inspection revealed pes planus deformities bilaterally. Period, normal through there was mild tenderness to palpation about the right fifth distal metatarsal, but there was none on the left. Period, feet and ankles normal. I did perform circumferential measurements that did not show any significant swelling. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal, impressions. On 12/16/21, Darren Reagan was struck by a forklift operated by another employee, but this caused him to lean over and his right foot and ankle got caught between a metal retaining piece and pallets that were on the forklift. Period. He was seen in the emergency room where x-rays were negative for osseous abnormalities. Period. He was placed. He then came into the podiatric care of Dr. Gorda, who treated him over the next several months in a conservative fashion. Period. He had an MRI of the right foot that did not show any osseous abnormality either. Period. He was seen by Dr. Knepp and then by Dr. Kahn. Period. Dr. Kahn recommended he be fitted with a custom molded orthosis to help with his pes planus, comma posterior tibialis tendon dysfunction, comma tarsal tunnel syndrome, and the peroneal brevis tendonitis. Period. New paragraph, the current exam. Mr. Reagan found he ambulated with a physiologic gait. Appeared he had no limp or intalgia or used an assistive device. Appeared there was full range of motion of the right lower extremity. Appeared there was mild, non-reproducible tenderness, palpation about the distal right fifth metatarsal. Appeared provocative maneuvers at the knees, feet, and ankles were all negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the stress-free right leg or foot. Period. In this incident, Mr. Reagan sustained soft tissue injuries that have fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. End.